Okay, so today we're really diving deep into the world of data protection, specifically about making sure employees know how to keep things safe under CCPA.
Yeah, definitely important stuff.
It really is. It's one of those things, though, kind of like insurance, you don't really think about it until something goes wrong. Remember that big data breach a few months ago? Yeah, nobody wants to be that company.
It's so true. And what gets interesting here is, we think data protection, we picture these big corporations with all the resources in the world. But with laws like CCPA coming into play, it's really everyone's problem, even if you're not a tech giant.
And CCPA, for anyone who's not totally up on the legal jargon, that's the California Consumer Privacy Act. Basically, it gives people more say over their information online, which impacts, well, pretty much everyone doing business these days.
Right, huge implications.
Yeah, so we're not just talking about keeping data safe in some abstract way, but protecting real people's information, their privacy.
It's about their security, ultimately.
Exactly.
I mean, think about it. If there's a breach, you've got the legal problems coming at you, especially under CCPA, where those fines can be up to $7,500 every single violation.
Oh, wow.
That adds up fast if you've got thousands of customers affected, right? And then on top of the legal stuff, there's your reputation that can be way harder to fix.
Yeah, that's going to stick with you.
It really does. And of course, you've got potential for straight-up financial losses too. Doesn't matter if you're a huge organization or just an individual, these things matter.
Wow. Okay. So no pressure,
Yeah.
right? But seriously, how do we make sure we're not the next headline? You sent over some really interesting stuff about employee training. Seems like that's a big part of this whole thing.
It's huge. You could have like the Fort Knox of digital security systems, top-notch,
Some
everything.
state of the art.
Exactly. But if even one employee clicks the wrong link in an email, boom.
There it goes.
Exactly. It can all unravel that quickly.
Okay, so it's not just about having the security, but making sure people know how to not break it,
Yeah.
basically.
And knowing why it matters, right? It's not just about rules, but the impact behind them.
So it seems like from what you're saying, it's not enough to just have a one-time training and call it good. This is something you got to keep up with.
It's definitely a process. You've got to make it part of the culture, you know?
So the materials you sent over, they actually outline a whole program for employee training, right? It's pretty comprehensive, more than just, hey, don't click phishing links, haha.
Way more. It's about really shifting the mindset within an organization,
I like that.
creating that awareness. It's not just a list of rules, but helping employees actually get why it matters, empowering them to make those smart choices every single day.
And how do we actually do that, though? Because let's be real, nobody wants to sit through another boring compliance lecture, you know?
Exactly. And the materials they're big on making training actually engaging, practical.
Okay, I like where this is going.
So think like interactive workshops, real-life simulations.
Oh, that's cool.
All right. So for example, imagine you've got a phishing simulation. You put the employee in the driver's seat. They've got to identify a suspicious email, figure out what's wrong with it. Makes it real.
So much better than a PowerPoint.
Way better. And that kind of thing makes the training stick because they're not just listening, they're doing it.
Son, for sure. That's how you learn, right? Getting in there, making the mistakes in a safe environment.
Exactly. Because with the real thing, you don't want those mistakes to happen, obviously. Plus, let's be honest, most of us, we sit through a presentation, we forget half of it when we walk out the door.
Oh, tell me about it. Especially with this stuff. It's not like data security threats just stay the same, right? They're always changing, getting more complex.
Constantly. Yeah. So this isn't something you can just address once and think you're good. That's where those regular refreshers come in, like you were saying earlier.
Right, because the materials mention that, keeping it top of mind. What were some of the ways they suggested to do that?
Let's see. They talk about having annual training programs, so everyone goes through a refresher at least once a year, and then more frequent things like maybe a quarterly newsletter highlighting recent threats or security tips. Oh, and having some kind of like resource hub online. So if employees do have questions, they know exactly where to go.
So they don't have to go hunting through their inbox for that one email from IT from 6 months ago.
Exactly. Make it easy for them. It all goes back to building that culture of awareness. But even with all that, you're right. You need to know it's actually working.
Yeah, how do you measure that? It's not enough to just say, okay, you all sat through the training, they're good.
Nope. That's where you bring in assessment. and accountability.
Yeah.
Think about quizzes after training modules, having those scenario-based evaluations like we talked about, but with real consequences. Maybe even regular audits to check how well people are following the procedures.
Okay, so it's really two sides of the same coin, right? You need that education piece, making people aware, but you also need the checks and balances to make sure it's sticking.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Education and reinforcement, those systems working together, that's when you move beyond just checking boxes, just basic compliance. You start building a true culture of security.
I love that phrase, culture of security, because it is. It's bigger than just following the rules because someone said so. It's about everyone understanding why it matters, making it part of how things are done.
Exactly. And the materials, they were really clear about this. Leadership needs to be on board. That buy-in from the top, it's essential for creating that culture.
Oh, absolutely. Because, I mean, let's be real. If the higher-ups don't care, why should anyone else?
It sets the tone for the whole organization, right? From the CEO all the way to, like, the intern who just started yesterday. Mm-hmm. It has to be clear. This is everyone's responsibility.
Because it's easy to say, oh, yeah, data security, that's important. But actually making it a priority, that takes a real commitment from everyone.
Totally. It's got to be more than just a policy buried somewhere. Right.
Right. Like actually walking the walk.
It's got to be ingrained in the way things are done every single day.
Yeah.
And part of that is making it okay for people to speak up, you know?
Oh, for sure. Like if someone sees something that seems off.
Exactly. Even if it's just like, hey, this email looks a little weird. It's better to say something than not.
Yeah, totally. Because you don't want to create that atmosphere where people are afraid to say something.
Exactly. Got to have that trust. You know, what's really interesting to me is that this whole culture of security thing, it's not just for companies. It's something we can all be doing in our own lives, too.
Oh, 100%. Honestly, this conversation has made me think about my own digital habits.
Well, you're not alone. It's something we all got to be more aware of these days, but with everything online. It's a different world.
It really is. Okay, so for everyone listening, let's recap. What are the key things you should be taking away from this deep dive?
I think number one is data protection. It's not a nice to have. It's not optional. This stuff matters for everyone. Individuals, organizations, everyone.
And it's not just about some abstract data. It's about real people.
Exactly. Their privacy, their security. It all goes back to that.
And that's where the employee training comes in. We've got to make sure everyone's on the same page.
Huge. It's really the best defense against those data breaches.
And not just any training. It's got to be engaging. It's got to be ongoing, right?
Absolutely. Got to keep people's attention, keep them informed.
Yeah, it's like anything else. You can't just learn it once and be done. So, wow, this has been a really eye-opening deep dive, honestly.
It's important stuff. And it gets more important every year, I think. You know, as we rely more and more on data, on digital systems.
It's only going to get more crucial.
Exactly. And so here's a thought to leave you with. As we move further into this world where data is everything, what's our responsibility, all of us, to protect that information? How do we build those more ethical, more responsible practices at work and just in our lives?
That's a big question. And it's one we all need to be thinking about. It's not just about checking boxes. It's about doing what's right. Thanks so much for diving deep with me on this one. It's been great.